This is Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg announced that he and his wife had a daughter named Max and that he would give away 99% of his wealth, which currently would be about $45 billion, leaving them with about $500 million, which still should do nicely. Donald Trump is viewed unfavorably by 64% of women and 74% of non-white voters, according to a November ABC News Washington Post poll. China has said that a breach of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management's computer systems, which the Obama administration said exposed the personal information of more than 21.5 million people, was a result of criminal activity, not a state-sponsored cyber attack. A little-known program sponsored by the Department of Housing and Urban Development allows police officers, teachers, firefighters, and emergency medical techs to buy homes for half price in development areas. Buyers would have to live in a home for 3 years and qualify for mortgages at the full price. Mayor Rahm Emanuel booted his police chief as the continuing crisis of police accountability surged in Chicago over the belated release of video showing the shooting of a victim by a policeman there. Center for Disease Control director says despite progress, U.S. is still in danger of losing the fight against AIDS. Two or three killers escaped in a black SUV from a San Bernardino nonprofit center after killing 14 and wounding almost as many with what the police said were long guns. Two were later killed. There are now an average of one shooting per day, killing four more people. This year, a total of 462 people have died and 1,314 have been wounded in such attacks, many of which occurred on streets or in public settings, the databases indicate. South Africa's top appeals court found former athlete Oscar Pistorius guilty of murder in the 2013 killing of his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp, overturning an earlier conviction of manslaughter. Several more officials of FIFA, the International Soccer Federation's governing organization, were arrested during a luxury meeting at a hotel in Zurich for taking bribes of $1 million or more in the U.S.-directed investigation. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about actions and issues that demand action. This is Wade Brathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.